啊，下午的崇拜机会要跟各位参考的题目是为见而信的有福。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is blessed are those who believe without seeing.
啊，有关属灵的事情呢，啊，有很多都是我们肉眼看不见的。
With regard to spiritual matter, many are those that we cannot see.
有关信仰的问题，往往要借着我们的信心去接受它。
Matters pertaining to faith have to be received by faith.
那么主耶稣所应许的一些属灵的福气就可以让我们来分享到。
Thereon, the blessing that God has promised us, we can have a part in.
但是人常常啊，为了自己的不信呢，而创立了很多理由啊，来做推辞。
However, it's the misfortune of man that they create their own excuses and reason.
但是有的人呢，啊，能够抓住神的话而相信他，就得到福气的。
On the other hand, they also grow people that they can grab on to the words of God and receive blessing.
那现在我们请各位看约翰福音二十章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 20.
二十九节。
20:29.
约翰福音二十章二十九节。
Chapter 20:29. Book of John.
耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。”主耶稣十个门徒其中注意有一个叫多马。
Among the 12 disciples, Thomas is one of them.
他跟其他的门徒同样跟随耶稣，听了很多耶稣宝贵的道理。
Like the rest of the disciples, he followed Jesus and listened to many of the truths that he has imparted upon them.
但是这些门徒不见得每一个对主的话的内容的了解都一样的。
However, not all of them can understand the truth from Jesus.
那这个多马呢，啊，就是有关主耶稣复活的事情呢，他不相信。
But Thomas, he has doubt over the resurrections of Jesus.
因为主耶稣钉十字架第三天复活，向他的门徒显现。
This is because after when Jesus resurrected, he appeared to his disciples on the third day.
在那一处显现呢，多马不在其中啊。
At that time of his appearance, Thomas was not one of them.
那么其他的门徒告诉他，他说不可能。
The rest of the disciples told him about his resurrections and his appearance, but Thomas refused to believe.
他说除非我亲眼看见，用手去摸摸他，证实是耶稣，我才会信的。
He said, not unless I see him with my own eyes, reach out my hand and touch his hand, then I will not believe.
那么他讲这些话以后，经过八天啊。
After when he said this, 8 days later,
他跟其他的门徒在一起。
He was among without a disciple.
那主耶稣忽然间显现。
At this time, Jesus appeared.
啊，就对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
Jesus appeared and he said to them, "May peace be with you."
然后就对多马说：“啊，说伸过你的主头来，来摸摸看我的手，我受伤的地方。”
And then he said to Thomas, "Put out your hand, your finger here. See my hand. Reach out your hand and put it on my side."
啊，这个时候多马呢，啊，不敢付出行动，也就是说他八天前所说的话。
At this time, Thomas was afraid of what he's going to do.
因为主耶稣请他过来摸摸看，他不敢。
Jesus invited him to touch his hand, his finger, but he was afraid.
他只说我的主，我的神啊。
He only said, my Lord and my God.
那么这个时候主耶稣就对他说啊。
At this time, Jesus said to him,
说你因为看见我才信。
Because you have seen me, you have believed.
没有看见我的就信，这种人呢比较有福。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.
其实有关主耶稣死而复活的事情。
Matter concerning his resurrection and his appearance.
这些事情还没有临到之前，主耶稣就讲了好几处，提醒他的门徒。
Before this matter is fulfilled, he has said this to his disciple.
那主耶稣讲归讲。门徒呢听了，有些明白，有些还是不明白。
After when he said this, some disciples believe and understand, but some of them do not understand what he has said.
因为主耶稣事先提醒他们说他要受害会死，第三天复活，要他们有心理准备。
Because in the past he did tell the disciple that he will meet with danger, capture, and then die and resurrected.
虽然主耶稣讲了好几次，
although he repeated all this,
到时候呢，门徒还是会怀疑的。
But at the end, the disciple still has doubt.
我们请参看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
二十一节。
16:21.
马太福音十六章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 16:21.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且必被杀，第三日复活。主耶稣在这边预言他将要受害的事情。
At this time, Jesus he prophesies.The suffering that he's going to meet.
他在边明明告诉门徒啊。
Here he said it very clearly to his disciple.
他会被杀，但是第三天呢会复活。
That he will suffer and die, and on the third day he will resurrect.
虽然主耶稣讲了好几次。
Although he has repeated this many times.
但是呢，在马可福音这边有提到说，门徒呢还是不敢明啊、不太明白。
But in the book of Mark, the disciples still do not understand what he said.
请看马可福音第九章三十一节、三十二节。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 31.
马可福音第九章三十一节、三十二节。
The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 31.
于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他。被杀以后过了三天他要复活，三十二节。
32
门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。主耶稣呢，虽然事先预言他要受害的事情，
although Jesus has prophesied his death,
这些门徒虽然听了，但是还是不太明白。
The disciple has listened, yet they did not understand what he meant.
或者有的人在内心这么想，怎么会可能是这样呢？
Some of them may be asking in their heart, how can this be so?
他这么有能力，怎么会被人杀掉呢？
He is so powerful, how can he be killed?
那么怎么死了，还要再复活？
And how can he be raised when he died?
虽然呢，心中有很多的疑问，但是又不敢问耶稣啊。
Although they have many doubts in their heart, they were afraid to ask him.
所以一直到主耶稣受害的时候呢，可能门徒当中有的人内心呢还是有很多的疑问。
Until the time when Jesus met his death, many of the disciples still have lots of doubts in their heart.
但是有些人听了以后呢，他就相信会遭遇到这些事情。
Yet there are a group of them that they, after when they listen, they believe.
那么主耶稣第三天复活以后呢，陆陆续续向门徒显现。
On the third day when he raised to life, he appeared to his disciples.
亲眼看过的都相信。
Those who witnessed this with their own eyes, they believed.
有的人虽然没有亲眼看，但是他们还是相信的。
For some have not witnessed his appearance, they also believed.
那么这个多马呢，虽然是耶稣的门徒，听了很多主耶稣的教训。
But for Thomas, although he's a disciple of Jesus and heard many of the truths that he has been teaching,
但是当其他的门徒告诉他的时候，
But when the other disciple told him,
他还是坚持他自己的意见。
He still insisted on his own opinion.
尤其现在的人跟多马一样的是很多的。
And today there are many of us like Thomas.
也就是说有关信仰方面呢，必须要有凭据，必须要有丰富的体验。
In other words, that they need to have a lot of evidence and experiences.
好像对科学方面呢，要一直的去实验。
Just like for science, they need many experiment.
把它证实出来才要相信的。
To prove before they believe.
或者是呢不合逻辑的，我永远不会相信的。
Or if matter is not according to logic, they will not believe.
但是有关神的事情，往往呢不能够用逻辑的态度来看。
However, many matters concerning God, we cannot understand, explain them through logic.
所以有些人丧失了属灵的福气，就是因为这样。
And therefore, many people lose their spiritual blessings because of this.
那么有关德玛这个人呢？
With regard to Thomas,
他跟其他的门徒啊不太一样。
He is different from the rest of the disciple.
啊，这个人比较悲观啊。
He is quite a pessimistic man.
也比较容易冲动。
And he's quite impulsive.
有一次主耶稣呢啊对门徒说，说我们所啊所爱的一个门徒叫做拉撒路死了。
One day he said to Jesus that the person that we love, Lazarus, has died.
他一听到这个消息呢，他就没有办法接受这种事实。
The moment when he heard about this, he cannot accept the truth.
好像啊最近轰动全世界呢啊这个英国戴安娜王妃呢发生车祸。
Just like this matter, recent matter that has shaken the whole world, the recent death of Princess Diana.
有的人呢，得到这个消息呢，啊，真的不敢去接受这种事实。
Many people, when they heard of this news, they cannot accept it.
那么，这个德玛呢，也是一样。
And this is the same for Thomas.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to the book of John.
11:16.
Chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章十六节
Verse 16, The book of John chapter 11 verse 16
多马又称为迪图马就对那同作门徒的说我们也去和他同死吧当耶稣告诉这些门徒拉撒路死了
When Jesus told disciples that Lazarus was dead
因为拉撒路病的时候他姐姐就有差人来告诉耶稣啊。
When Lazarus was sick, his sister has sent for people to tell Jesus.
耶稣有其他的事情，耽误了几天才到啊，伯大尼去看这个拉撒路。
Due to some matter, it's only a few days later that Jesus managed to get to this place, Bethany, to see Lazarus.
当他还没去之前，就告诉门徒说啊，拉撒路已经死了。
And before he arrived, he heard about the news that Lazarus was dead.
这个多玛一这么的听呢，他就我们也跟他一起死吧。
And Thomas, after when he heard about this news, he said, "Let us go, and we may die with him."
意思就是说，这个拉撒路还这么年轻就死了啊，干脆我们跟他一样。
And what he meant is that Lazarus is so young and he died. Let us also die with him.
人往往呢啊，跟多玛一样的啊，这种悲观的态度。
And many of us, like Thomas, have such a pessimistic attitude.
那么其他的事情呢？啊，他跟其他的门徒也观念不太一样。
And he has also very different perspective from the rest of the disciple.
在约翰十四章里面，主耶稣呢，啊，告诉门徒，他将要离开众门徒，到天上去预备属灵的地方。
In the book of John chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples that he's going to leave them and go to prepare a better place.
主耶稣明明告诉他们，你们不要忧愁，我去就是回到天父那边预备属灵的地方。
He clearly told them to not let their heart be troubled because he's going to go to a place and prepare a better place for them.
然后呢，还要再回来带你们去。
Then he will return and bring them with him.
这种话已经非常的清楚。
He has said this very clearly.
但是多马还是呢，啊，有他的疑问。
And yet, for Thomas, he still has his question and doubt.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰福音十四章第五节。
John chapter 14, verse 5.
十四章第五节。
Verse 5.
多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”从第一节到第四节，主耶稣已经讲得很清楚。
From verse 1 to verse 4, Jesus has said very clearly.
但是多马还是提出来说，我们不知道你要去哪里。
Yet in verse 5, Thomas has a question for the Lord that we do not know where you're going.
所以有时候人提出来的理由并不是啊，他不明白。
Sometimes when the person has a question, it's not that they do not understand.
这个多马呢，就是属于这一类型的。
Rather for Thomas, he belongs to this category.
所以第六节主耶稣说：“我就是那一条路啊，
therefore,
我就是道路、真理、生命啊。”
Jesus answered that I'm the way and the truth and the life.
所以多马呢有关主耶稣复活的事情呢，他并不是不知道的。
And for Thomas, it's not that he does not understand the truth pertaining to Jesus' resurrections.
但是他为了自己的不信他就创立了他的理由啊。
Rather, because of his lack of faith, he created his own reason and excuses.
所以当他看见主耶稣的时候
，Therefore, the moment when he sees Jesus,
他又不敢他所说的话付出行动去摸耶稣啊。
He was afraid, and he's not responsible for what he says and touch him.
所以主耶稣才提醒他说：“为看见而信的人有福气。”
And therefore Jesus reminded him that blessed are those who believe without seeing.
有的人信耶稣信了一辈子啊。
Some of us have believed.
从来没有得过神迹啊。
For the whole year and yet have not received any miracle.
但是他呢信心很坚强，都不会怀疑神的存在。
But his faith remains strong and have never doubted with the existence of God.
有的人不断地体验神迹到后来还是离开耶稣啊。
However, there are also a group of people that they continue to experience the miracle of God, and yet in the end, they depart from Him.
所以主耶稣在世的时候呢，曾经在几个城市显出神迹奇事。
When Jesus was on earth, He has shown many miracles in many cities.
像加百农啊。
In Capernaum.
但这些人看归看，还是不会信的。
There are people who have witnessed his miracle, yet they refuse to believe.
所以主耶稣才叹息说：“如果把做这神迹奇事显在推罗、西顿或者所多玛
，Therefore Jesus he sighed and he says that if this miracle were to manifest in Sodom,
那里的人早就相信。
At that time, at that place, people would believe.
所以有的人坚持说，一定要体会到，一定亲眼看到才要信。”
For some people, they insist that they must see, then they believe.
其实呢，不一定要这样的。
But this is not so.
像多马，他听到其他的同伴、其他的门徒的见证，他应该要相信。
For Thomas himself, after when he heard about the witness from his friends, he should believe.
难道其他这些门徒会骗他吗
？Could it be that they are lying to him?
难道这些门徒不值得他信任吗？
Could that they do not have faith for him?
他们也可以说是同做耶稣的门徒都是同学呀。
They should be all disciples of Jesus and they are all classmates.
跟随主耶稣三年多，认识耶稣很深，彼此门徒之间彼此的认识也很深。
They have followed Jesus for 3 years and they have good understanding of Jesus and among themselves.
但是其他的门徒的见证。他竟然呢不相信。
Yet he refused to believe the testimony from the other disciples.
有的人做儿子，从小不知道神给他的恩典。
Some, as sons, since young they never know about the blessing that God has given them.
但是他的父亲告诉他。
But their father told them.
得到主耶稣的恩典这么大，他就相信。
At the moment when the father told.All this blessing to the children, they believe immediately.
虽然小时候他不懂
although since young they do not understand.
但是他单纯相信父亲的话，不会骗他的。
And yet, with an innocent heart, they believed.
所以他有福气了。
Therefore, he received the blessing.
我们在美国有一个执事啊。
In America, we have a deacon.
他小时候患病呢，医生宣布已经没有办法。
And since young, he has contracted an illness.That the doctor couldn't help him.
后来呢，他父亲就一直的求主耶稣怜悯。
And later on, this father he prayed to Jesus for mercy.
就让他再活过来。
To ask the son to ask Jesus to allow his son to live again.
在这个小孩长大的过程当中，他父亲经常告诉他。
And in the process of his growth, the father always tell him.
说你的生命是主耶稣给你的。
That your life is given to you from God.
他到长大成年以后啊。
And until the time when he grown up.
虽然呢，他那时候好像等于他没有体会到这种神迹呀。
Although at that time he had not experienced the miracle from God.
也好像没有看过一样。
Or seen the miracle from God.
但是他相信他父亲的见证。
Yet he believed the testimony that his father has said to him.
使他呢能够在真教会里面信心非常的坚固啊。
And this allowed him to stand firm in his faith in all true church.
所以神往往呢啊，不希望所有的人都有很明显的体验。
Oftentimes, God does not allow, wants us to have very clear experience.
往往呢，神要借着人的见证，使万数万代的人来相信他。
Oftentimes, He wants through the people testimony to know about Him.
否则的话，全世界有五十几万的人口，神也有能力让每一个人去得神迹，让每一个人都天天有很明显的体验。
Otherwise, with millions of people on earth, it's possible for him to let everyone experience him and see miracle.
但是神却不这么做的。
Yet he doesn't want to do this.
就是要人呢听人的见证而单纯相信。
Rather, he wants his people to listen to his testimony and believe it with pure faith.
像多马也听过主耶稣说过死而复活的事情。
Just like for Thomas, after when he listened that Jesus has died and resurrected.
其他的门徒也听过。
The rest of the disciple has heard of this.
只不过复活的时候呢，啊，他比别人晚几天看到耶稣啊。
Only for Thomas himself, he was a few days late than the rest of the disciple to see Jesus' appearance.
所以神的恩典往往要凭一代人的见证呢。连续下去，继续见证，使万代的人来相信。
Oftentimes, for the blessing of God, He wants to pass from one generation to the next generation for them to believe.
同样的，主耶稣的道理呢，在将近两千年前的事情。
This is the same for the truth of Jesus.
但是这些相信他的人呢，一直接棒把他见证下去啊。
His truth from 2,000 years ago has been passed down until today.
未见而相信的人有福气。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.
所以有关主耶稣复活的事情。
Matter concerning his resurrections.
多马看见了，他相信了。
Jesus has, Thomas has seen it with his eyes. He believed.
但是将来属灵的福气可能比其他的门徒呢，啊，没有那么大。
However, he may have less of the spiritual blessing than the rest disciple.
因为主耶稣的复活要证明将来的审判。
Because his resurrections will prove the judgment.
那多马呢？啊，因为曾经不信过。
And for Thomas, once he had not believed.
所以主耶稣已经讲了，因为你看见了才相信，所以比较没有福气的。
He said to him that because now you have seen, you have less blessing.
也就是说，如果他不为自己创立不信的理由。
In other words, if he has not created some excuses for his unbelief,
而单纯相信，他就有福气的。
And then he believed, he would be blessed.
如果不断地创立自己不信的理由，
if you continue to come up with excuses for your unbelief,
那将来这些理由呢，一大堆啊，在主耶稣的面前。
Then one day all these excuses will manifest before Lord Jesus.
那么他就比较没有福气的。
And then he will be less blessed.
那么有关呢啊，不能看见的事情实在太多啊。
There are many things that we cannot see.
像神本身的本质是灵啊。
The essence of God is spirit.
那么人的肉眼永远看不见的。
And without human eyes, we cannot see spirit.
那么你怎么相信有神的存在呢？
Then how can you believe the existence of God?
保罗说，借着他所创造之物。
Paul said that it's through his creations.
我们也可以创立理由，这些创造之物不见得是他创造的。
And we can come up with excuses that all this thing may not be his creations.
跟多马一样。
Just like Thomas.
为自己的不信来创立理由啊。
That he has created his own excuses for his unbelief.
但是有的人呢，他就是单纯相信。
Yet for some of us, they believe with pure faith.
神的本质是灵，看不见。
The essence of God is spirit.
但是他却能够用心灵来敬拜他。
And for those to worship him has to use spirit and integrity.
那这种人呢，往往在属灵的福气上呢比较大。
For these people, then they have greater part in spiritual blessing.
请看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
约翰福音第四章二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。神的本质是灵，我们肉眼永远看不见的。
The essence of God is spirit, and with our naked eyes, we can never see him.
所以保罗说啊， 从来没有人见过神。
And therefore Paul says, there's no one has seen God.
所以灵界方面除了神以外，
other than God in the spiritual realm,
像魔鬼撒旦的是灵界我们也看不见。
For Satan, they are also part of the spiritual realm. We cannot see them.
人的生命人也看不见。
The life of human, we cannot see them.
人经常强调说有灵魂有灵魂，从来没有人看见过。
We often emphasize their spirit and soul, but yet none of us has seen them.
但是我们却相信有这些属灵的存在。
Yet we believe in the existence of all the spiritual things.
所以神的本质是灵，虽然看不见。
God is spirit, and none of us can see him.
但是你能够用虔诚的心灵，诚实的心灵去敬拜他。
But we can worship him in spirit and in truth.
那么属灵的福气就会临到你。
Then spiritual blessing will come upon you.
所以神为了要让大家能够更了解地认识他，
In order for all the people to know him and to understand about him,
才有耶稣成为人族来到这个世界的事情。
And therefore he sent his son Jesus to come into this earth.
所以主耶稣来到世界呢，就是要把神表明出来。
Jesus' mission on earth is to reveal the matter concerning God.
请看约翰福音第一章十八节。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 8.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
John 1, verse 8.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。这里记载说，从来没有人看见神。
Verse 18, it says, no one hath ever seen God.
耶稣是天父的独生子。
Jesus, he is the only son of God.
他降生到世界来，就是来表明他就是真神。
He comes to this earth as a reveal that he is God.
所以主耶稣对门徒说，人看见了我，就是看见了天父。
And that's why Jesus said to his disciple that for those who have seen me, he has seen the Heavenly Father.
那是将近两年前耶稣的门徒能够看见他。
And this is 2,000 years ago that the disciple of Jesus can see him.
现在的人谁看过耶稣啊？
Today none of us have seen him.
没有人看过。
No one of us has seen him.
但是却很多人相信他。
But yet many people believe in him.
神从来没有人看过。
No one has seen God.
却很多人相信他的存在。
Yet many of us believe the existence of God.
所以这种人呢就有福气了。
And blessed are all these people.
虽然呢没有见过他，
Although we have never seen him,
却能够很虔诚的来敬畏他。
And yet that we can worship him in reverence.
所以主耶稣说，未见而信的人有福啊。
Therefore Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing.
除了你天天怀疑，
Besides you doubting,
需要神天天呢显神迹让你去体验。
And if you continue to doubt and you want God to prove his existence with his miracle,
你才相信。
Then you believed.
但是呢，这种呢，往往在属灵的福气上呢，会渐渐减少。
And oftentimes you have very little part in the spiritual blessing.
所以同样是耶稣的门徒，
They are all disciples of Jesus.
有的听到他的话就相信了。
Some of them believe the moment when they heard about the truth.
有的人听到别人的见证他就信了。
And some of them believe from testimonies of others.
好像很单纯。
And believe with pure faith.
但是往往这种人有福气的。
And often all these people, they are blessed.
因此我们信耶稣的人常常听到讲到信心的问题。
Often we Christian, we talk about matter concerning faith.
所谓信心就是未见而信的。
Faith is believing something that you do not see.
但是信心的果效呢是非常的大。
And greatest effect of faith.
我们请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第八节第九节。
Chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第八节第九节。
Verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse
8. 彼得前书第一章第八节。
Verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽然不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。第九节。
Verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵恒的救恩。 彼得在这边提到说，你们虽然没有见过他。
Here Peter mentioned that though you have not seen him.
当彼得写彼得前书的时候
，The time when Peter was writing this epistle.
那一代的人大多数没有看过耶稣啊。
At that time, many of the people at that generation they did not see Jesus.
但是这些人却听到耶稣的门徒这些人的见证。
However, they have heard of many testimony from the disciples themselves.
就听了他们的见证，他们就爱耶稣啊。
With that testimony, they love Jesus.
因为他们这样相信，而有啊荣光的大喜乐。
Because of their belief, they are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
这种属灵的喜乐
，this kind of glorious joy，
是从信心而获得的。
Is received through faith.
第九节提到说信心的果效。
Verse 9, you talk about the effect of faith.
就是灵魂的救恩。
That is the salvation of souls.
那么灵魂的救恩内容是什么呢？
What is the content of the salvation of
souls? 魔鬼的权势。
It's through the grace of Jesus that you will release from bondage of the power of Satan.
以当时的犹太人来说，
For the Jewish at that time,
他们被摩西的律法束缚住。
They were bound by the law of Moses.
信耶稣以后，
After when they believed in Jesus,
他们就脱离了摩西的律法的束缚。
They no longer was bound by the law of Jesus.
不在律法之下，恐惧遵守神的诫命。
They no longer have to live under the law of Moses in fear.
而在主耶稣的恩典里面，满有力量来遵守神的诫命。
On the other hand, they can live under the grace of the Lord with strength.
那对将来来说，
For future,
灵魂的救恩，
matter concerning the salvation of souls,
就是让我们灵魂有一个很满意的归宿，
is to allow our souls to have a resting place.
这叫做信耶稣的人上天国啊。
This is for those people who believe in Jesus and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以借着我们的相信，要救我们的灵魂上天国。
It is through our faith and our belief that our soul will go into the heavenly kingdom.
实现永生的生活。
And to fulfill the eternal lives.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
不是第六章，提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
提摩太后书第四章十八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
他必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。保罗在这边提到我们灵魂的救恩，就是要拯救我们上天国。
Here Paul talks about the salvation of the spirit is to save us to go into the heavenly kingdom.
从来没有人见过。
No one of us have seen this place.
没有见过天国。
Never seen heavenly kingdom.
但是保罗在他的书信里面，
Yet in the epistle of Paul,
他还在世的时候曾经被提到第三层天里面。
When he was living, he was brought up to the third heaven.
他说那是属灵的乐园。
And he said that this is a spiritual paradise.
那到底怎么上去呢？
How can we get there? And he doesn't even know how he got there.
实际上人呢没有见过天国。
In actual fact, none of us here have seen the heavenly kingdom.
因为那是一个属灵的地方。
Because that is a spiritual place.
但是却有很多人相信它的存在。
Yet many of us believe in the existence of heavenly kingdom.
等到你看见才要信。
And for those who want to see until the time they want to believe, the moment they see,
已经来不及了。
It will be too late.
所以一些属灵的事情呢，都是我们未见而信的。
There are many things that we pertaining to faith are things that we do not see and we believe.
所以属灵的福气永生啊。
The blessing concerning eternal life.
我们看不见。
We cannot see.
但是主耶稣却对人说。
For Jesus, he has said this to us.
所信他的人呢，有永生啊。
For those people who believe in him will receive eternal life.
不住灭亡，还得永生啊。
They will not be perished and will live eternally.
听到他这种话的人，就相信的人有福气的。
Blessed are those who believe what he said.
不止这样，他还应许将来有很多属灵的荣耀。
Not only so, you also promised many spiritual glory.
虽然未见，但是你相信。
Although you have not seen, and yet you believed.
那在你的内心就充满了活泼的盼望。
Then your heart, you are filled with joy.
请看彼得前书第一章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。彼得在这边提到我们信耶稣的人。
Here Peter talks about for us who believe in Lord Jesus.
要得到那不能朽坏的。
Who receive an inheritance that never perished.
属世界上的哪有东西不能朽坏
？Matter concerning this earth were all perished.
属世界上的东西哪有没有缺点的呢
？Things belong to this earth has imperfection.
再完美的东西呢，你都可以找出它的瑕疵。
Anything that you call it perfect, you can find fault in it.
你看这个木板非常的平。
You look at this piece of plank; it's very smooth.
当你用放大镜把它放大，你会发现呢。很不平的。
But if you use a magnifying glass and look at it closely, you realize that the surface is not even.
所以世界上的所有的东西都不完美。
Therefore, things that's on this earth, none of them is perfect.
信耶稣所要得的不能衰残。
For us who believe in Jesus, we receive things that will never perish.
人在世界呢，一定会衰残的。
Human for us will one day perish.
谁不希望他一生都很年轻？
Who would not wish that they can live young forever?
但是岁月会催人老的。
But we know that time has no mercy on man.
因此呢，人称他岁月无情呐。
And therefore we say that time has no mercy.
但是将来属灵的福气呢，没有这种现象。
But in future, there will be no such circumstance.
虽然我们从来没有见过。
Although we have never seen them.
但是耶稣说。未见而信的人有福了。
But Jesus says that blessed are those who believe without seeing.
你是不是有这样单纯的信心呢
？Do you have such a simple faith?
如果有的话
，If you do,
属灵的福气要临到。
Then a spiritual blessing will come upon you.
所以主耶稣说，未见而信的要看到神的荣耀。
Therefore Jesus says, for those who yet not seen and believe will receive the glorious joy.
请看约翰福音第十一章四十节。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十一章四十节。
Chapter 11, verse 40.
约翰福音十一章四十节。
11, verse 40.
耶稣说：“我不是对你们说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。”有关拉撒路死去的事情
Matter concerning the death of Lazarus
耶稣一再地对他两个姐姐马大玛利亚说
Jesus continued to say to his two sisters Mary and Martha
但是马大呢、啊、一直地没有办法相信耶稣的话
But for Martha he cannot accept what Jesus has said
尤其主耶稣到达他们那边的时候，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
Especially when Jesus, when the moment he arrived to his Lazarus place, he has already died for 4 days.
根据当时的气候状况呢，马大说他已经臭了。
And according to climatic condition at the time, that there's already a bad odor.
主耶稣再一次说啊。
Therefore Jesus once again said,
你若能够信，就能够看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, then you will see the glory of God.
这个时候的马大是不是接受主耶稣的话呢
？And at this moment, has Martha received what Jesus has said?
她的妹妹玛利亚早就接受主耶稣所说的话。
For Mary, she already accepted what Jesus has said.
所以当主耶稣叫人把拉撒路的坟墓的啊那个大块石头挪开以后
，At that time when Jesus asked the people to take away the stone from the tomb of Lazarus.
主耶稣叫拉撒路出来，拉撒路出来以后
，He asked Lazarus to come out from the tomb, and he appeared.
真的，按照耶稣所说的话，复活了。
And truly, according to what Jesus has said, he has raised.
所以主耶稣说，人若信，就能够看见神的荣耀。
Therefore, Jesus said, for those people who believe, they will receive the glory of God.
不是看见了才要信的。
Not that you must see, then you believe.
所以属灵的福气的层次呢，我们要去了解主耶稣所说的。
Therefore, we have to understand the step of belief.
虽然同样是耶稣的门徒
，They are all disciples of Jesus.
但是多马说：“非我看见，我绝对不信。”
But for Thomas himself, he said that unless I see him, I will not believe.
真正看见了，他又不敢啊，付出行动前所说的话。
And yet, when he, the moment when he sees Jesus, he will not want to be responsible for his word.
所以主耶稣说：“未见而信的人有福气。”
Therefore, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing."
来生的事情。
Things that.
今生的人没有人看过的。
None of us here have seen.
从来没有人经过来生的事情。
None of us has gone through what is eternal.
在来生已经有体会过的人，永远没有办法告诉今生的人。
And people that have already experienced it cannot tell the people who are living.
那么来生属灵的事情呢，都是未见而信的。
And things that's concerning eternal life, things that's concerning spiritual matter, are those that we should believe without seeing.
所以保罗曾经对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说啊。
Therefore, Paul once said to the people of Corinthian church.
说我们信耶稣，若主在今生有指望。
That we only hope for what is at present by believing in Jesus.
那就比其他的人更可怜了、
啊。Then we are sad as the rest of those people who do not believe.
其实我们呢，信耶稣的人呢，啊，对来生的指望更大。
For us who believe in Jesus, have greater hope for eternal life.
因此，我们比其他的人更有福气了、
啊。And therefore, we are more blessed than the rest.
主耶稣在世的时候
，When Jesus was living,
也曾经谈起呢。主在今生有指望的人
He also mentioned those people who has hope on present life.
也许这种人他呢、啊、不相信有来生啊。
These people do not believe in eternal life.
像路加福音十二章里面的那个财主
Just like in the book of Luke.
他在今生的成就相当好。
There was a rich man. He was very successful in his present life.
也许呢他对来生啊啊他呢啊不信。
And he does not believe in eternal life.
所以这个人呢，他对自己的灵魂说
Therefore, this man, he said to his own soul.
说你在今生有很多的积蓄啊。
That you have many inheritance on this earth.
你财务非常的丰富啊。
That you are rich in wealth.
但是主耶稣却说这个财主是一个无助的财主。
Yet for Jesus, he said that he is a rich fool.
我们请看路加福音十二章十九节二十节。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章十九节。
Verse 19.
然后要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”二十节。
20.
神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。”你所预备的要归谁呢？主耶稣在这边提到啊、这个无助的财主。
Here Jesus mentioned about this rich fool.
虽然是一个比喻啊。
Although it's just a parable.
不是一个啊、真实的人。
And not a true story.
但是主耶稣说这个比喻呢，也可以暗示说有不少的人跟他一样的观念。
But through this parable, he's going to hint that many people have the same.Opinion and attitude like this rich man.
对于未见的、未能见的啊，这个来生呢啊，不相信。
Like many people, this rich man he refused to believe in things concerning afterlife.
但有时候呢，来生的来临呐、啊，很快就到。
But many a time, the matter concerning afterlife comes very soon.
不一定老年人才比较快，不一定的。
And it's not for so for the old people.
有的人在世界上，当他红得发足的时候，就进入来生了。
For some people, the moment when they are very famous, they died.
有的人呢，他在很老很老，还是呢，不能见到来生啊。
And for the others, even though they are very old, yet they did not die.
好像圣经里面提到，有的人非常的长寿，有的人呢，他的人生非常的短暂。
Just like the Bible says that some of us have long life and some of us a very short life.
所以来生虽然是我们不能看见的。
Although we cannot see things pertaining after life,
但是您能够相信去顾念来生的事情。
If we can believe and have concern about the matter after life,
这种人有福气的。
Then these people are blessed.
请看哥林多后书第四章。
To the book of Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
第四章十八节
Chapter 4 verse 18
原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的因为所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的保罗在这边提到所能够见的跟所不能见的
Here Paul talk about matter concerning that can be seen and cannot be seen
虽然看不见属灵的事情
Matter that cannot be seen things of spiritual
但是那是永远存在。
These are things that are eternal.
人的肉体看得见。
Those that we can see with our eyes.
是暂时的。
Are temporary.
人的灵魂看不见。
Those that we cannot see.
是永远存在，永远不灭。
Is eternal and will not be perished.
有形的偶像看得见。
Those things that we can see.
但无形的神，神的本质是灵，看不见。
Things.That is physical, we can see, but for God, that spiritual, we cannot see.
那才是永永远远的。
And that is eternal.
还有天国，来生的事情。
Heavenly kingdom, eternal life.
这些都是啊，我们用肉眼没有办法见的。
And these are things that we cannot see with our own eyes.
但却是永远存在。
Yet these things are eternal.
属灵的荣耀虽然看不见。
Although we cannot see spiritual glory.
属世的荣耀看得见
and we can see physical glory,
但是呢一个暂时的一个是永远的
but one is temporary and another is eternal.
所以保罗在这边提到说我们所顾念的虽然看不见
therefore here Paul mentioned that what we fix our eyes on what we cannot see
但是它是永远的价值啊
but that is eternal.
永远的荣耀
and it has eternal value and glory.
所以希伯来书十一章里面在介绍有一些有信心的
In the book of Hebrew, introduce few people of faith.
那些人呢，都是未见而信的人，有福的人
And these are people who are blessed because they believe without seeing.
那些人呢，往往是听人的见证而相信的
These are the people they believe from testimonies of others.
像摩西听他的父母亲的见证
Like Moses, he listened to the testimony from his parent
他就相信未见的神
Then he believed God, the one that he cannot see
那么因为他的信心好像看见一样
It's because of his faith that he has seen
我们请看希伯来书十一章
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11
二十七节
Verse 27
希伯来书十一章二十七节
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27
他因着信就离开埃及不怕亡怒因为他恒心忍耐如同看见那不能看见的主摩西的故事我们知道
We all know about the stories of Moses
他是旧约时代以色列民的领袖
He's a leader of the Israelite in Old Testament
他是一个王孙、啊、
He is part of this royal family
但是长大以后却离开埃及王宫不怕埃及王的愤怒
However, when he grew up, he left the palace
他为什么有这种、勇敢的心呢
How did he have such、the courage?
是因为父母亲、所教导他有坚强的信仰
It is because of the education that the mother has given him
让他有这种勇敢的心
It is allowed to give himThe courage.
这里提到他说他有恒心的忍耐
Here it talks about that he has the faith
他未来要实践神给他的使命
In order to fulfill the mission that God entrusted upon him
经过时间环境的熬炼
And through times of trials
摩西可以说是一个很老成的人
Moses, is a very experienced man
到八十岁神才用他
and it's only at the age of 80 that God used him
如果对我们来说、啊、真的等都不耐烦
For some of us, we would be impatient by then.
在年轻的时候，有魄力，充满了活力的时候，神不用他。
And when he was young, he was filled with drive, and yet God didn't use him at that time.
等到八十岁，神才要用他。
And it was until when he was 80 years old that God used him.
但是这种老成的人真的很难得啊。
And it's very difficult for him to accept this.
希伯来书的作者说他恒心忍耐。
Here in the book of Hebrew, the author says that he is a man with enduring patience.
如同看见那不能看见的死。
And that he accepted those that he cannot see.
这就是摩西的信心。
And this is the faith of Moses.
未见而信有福啊。
Blessed are those who believe without seeing.
所以希伯来书十一章里面的这些有信心的人都是这种情形。
And all the men of faith that are recorded in the book of Hebrew chapter 11 are like this.
我们要记住，这是主耶稣应许的话。
We must remember this is a promise that Jesus has given us.
未信而信的人，未见而信的人有福啊。
Blessed are those who believe without seeing.
同样的，我们今天有很多很多属灵的事情看不见。
Similarly, today we have many things concerning spirit that we cannot see.
我们却以信心来接受这些属灵的事情。
Yet we accept them and receive them by faith.
那么属灵的福气呢，就会临到。
Then the spiritual blessing will come to us.
啊，下午讲这些呢，跟大家做参考。
And this is my topic for mutual encouragement this afternoon.